This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 5th of November, 1963. The title of this lecture is Three Zones of Auditing. This tape is 89 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
What's the date?
November 5th.
5 Nov. Russian month, 5 Nov, AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course. Now, you're facing a cataclysm in auditing. A cataclysm. You haven't recognized fully that you can be found out. Not as a PC, but as an auditor. We've gone through the stages of finding out PCs. Now we can always find out the auditor. The tone arm. The motion of the tone arm finds you out. And if you are still in a state of wondering what it is wrong with the PC that you're not getting tone arm action, then you have already been found out. Because an auditor can get tone arm action at will. An accomplished auditor can get tone arm action at will. Tone arm action has to be prevented. There are numerous ways this can be prevented. Numerous ways. There are at least 10 or 12 ways per auditor. Now, if you multiply the number of auditors by 10 or 12, you will possibly have some approximation of the number of ways that tone arm action can be prevented. Because it's prevented by additive complications and a failure to recognize basics. A failure to recognize basics. Today there are three zones of auditing. Three zones not of just auditing, but three zones of applied Scientology. One is basic auditing. Two is case analysis. And three is R4. Now that means then that there are three zones of expertness. And you should recognize these as separate and distinct areas of performance. It's in driving a car, can you steer? Can you handle a gear shift? And can you start, stop, and run the motor via the accelerator? I mean, there are these three separate areas of action. Now, this tends to reduce the amount of complication that you're confronted with. Because there's many an auditor will be doing R4 and falling all over himself, but doing it perfectly. Writing down the items perfectly on list with a calligraphy that is beyond reproach. Who is reading his meter down to the finest point. Who knows every rule, who knows every law connected with all goals finding, lists, and item finding. Knows it cold. And who somehow or another will go splat. And the PC won't make it, and so forth. Because there remain two zones, basic auditing and case analysis. And he could do the techniques and processes of R4 with the most surpassing perfection, without once colliding with a wind. Not even accidentally. His basic auditing could be out, or his case analysis could be out. He can do all the actions. He has no ability whatsoever to visualize a bank. Two goals in juxtaposition to him means nothing. It means it's a thought in advance of another thought, or it means something. He's playing mumbly peg in the dark and getting his knuckles cut to ribbons because he doesn't know what's an engram and what's an implant, and he doesn't know this and he doesn't know that, and he just hasn't got his paws on these items at all. He can do the technique perfectly, you see. He can do that perfectly, but the other, bleh. What's he getting with it? Well, he'll get all sorts of balderdash for one thing or another. He'll do a perfect list, come out perfectly by the rules, and he finds a goal to be, do, have, and find catfish. Well, bunk, brother, there was never such a goal ever invented any place by anybody. And he has found this by opposing to dance. It just doesn't make any sense. But because he doesn't know what sense it's supposed to make, he then buys it, lock, stock, and barrel. You see, the mechanical actions, when I'm auditing these days, I actually do just about the most mechanical job of auditing you ever cared to watch. It says pocket up, pocket up, pocket up, pocket up, totally mechanical. PC says, water spouts in the firebox, that's all right with me. See? I'll write it down. PC says to spit, and then says to orangeate, and to jump over the moon, and to wear hip boots, and says to spit again. I'll just write down the spit, because that's what the PC said at that particular time. You understand? And then says to catfish and to be a tiger and so forth and to spit. I just write down to spit again because the PC said it. You understand? All right. Now he's running along. As long as he runs, I don't pay any attention. I'm just there and I read the meter. And if something falls, I mark it fall. And if it blows down, I mark it blow down. And if it's there, it's there. And if it isn't there, when I start nulling, if it falls, I mark it as a fall. If I find two falls on the list, or two RRs, or two anything, except a couple of ticks, I just tell the PC to continue the list. I don't care what the PC say, and so on. PC say, oh, well, that to spit, that's my goal, and so forth. And I say, all right, thank you, I'll check it out here, to spit. I say, well, it doesn't read yet. Let's get some more charge off and see where we sit here. Now, here's your audit in question. Just mechanical, you see. You drop a nickel in the player piano, man, and it grinds off the roller. You get the idea? Now, that phase comes to end at one of two points. Either everything has gone off according to schedule, and I'm sitting there looking at a goal, or whatever it is, or it hasn't. And I've got a PC who's looking ragged and red-eyed, and who's getting awful droopy, and so forth. And at this point, I become a case analyst. You can't even hear the gears click, but I've moved over in an entirely different department of auditing. New department. New sign on the door. LRH case consultation. I don't quite change my collar and hat, but I think if you were watching it, you would see almost that amount of change occur. PC's been running things up to now, and he fell on his head. See, I'm perfectly willing the PC go on and tell me anything, as long as it fits up and so forth. But now this thing has run into the wrong pocket. And the thing has gone awry, and I've got a goofed up PC, and I've got things that are a bit not running right. See, it isn't all by perfection. Or simply the action, the mechanical action of finding something has been concluded. See? If something went wrong, I consider the mechanical side of the picture is concluded. That's it. See? Just like you're coaching somebody, that's it. Well, that's all with the mechanics, boy. You have just lost your amanuensis and you have just inherited case analyst. See? All right, the action either completed its cycle and finished, or it went wrong and couldn't complete its cycle. So it's quick like a bunny, out with the drawer, off with the robot auditor, and on with the other hat, see? Now, all right. Oh. Now we're in the case analysis department. Why did your grandfather have to marry the girl, you see? We're going to get down to basics here. Now, the data I'm using now is an entirely different set of data. It's how do banks go together? Does the goal to be, do, have, and find catfish opposed to dance? That's just me, see? I asked that question. I look at this thing that's been found here, see? To be, do, and have catfish, you see? Find catfish. Is this opposed to dance? Nope, I say. And I'm afraid at that point the PC could persuade, plead, do a mammy act down on his knees, and would find me adamant. I would let him itza all of his reasons, as long as I was getting tone arm action. But that's as far as I would go, because that's over in the field of basic auditing, was never completely desertion, which we'll go into in a minute. But he says this, to be, do, and have, and find catfish, it was originally found in Los Angeles by one of the best squirrels. There. And you see it at Rocket Reeds. And it wouldn't matter much. It wouldn't matter much. I'd let him tell me anything he knew about it as long as I was getting tone arm action. And after he got all through telling me all about it, because he's now gotten enough charge off so that maybe my case analysis is a little more accurate, I just go through my act and I find out what's wrong here, because I know something is wrong. Now, it isn't a matter of is this list complete or isn't this list complete, because I'm not now being the listing robot. See? I'm being the case analyst. And I want to know how come this list is misbehaving. That's what I want to know. It's the first thing I want to know. What's it coming from? Is it something wrong here? Has the PC not been answering the auditing question? Now, I don't count on an ARC break. You don't become a case analyst just because you have an ARC break. And only because you have an ARC break. No. We want to know, how does this bank add up? Which GPM has swapped ends with what GPM? How has the PC managed to get himself into this mess now? Get the idea. And I'm going to find the answer. Well, there's a dozen potential answers. Fortunately, very few more than that. And I'm going to find which one of these things apply, and I'm going to straighten it out. And after I got it all beautifully straightened out, we find out in this particular instance that it was very, very simple. The PC has been guessing What goal harmonics on the goal before the goal which we have just been listing? That was what the PC was listing, you see. What goal is an upper harmonic of the goal we had before the goal when he's supposed to be doing who or what would to dance oppose? See, that's what he's supposed to be asking. See? Or the PC is saying, what problem would to dance resolve? See, there's something goofy going on here. I want to find out what it is, or I'm going to find out what bank misalignment. When we did to dance, in all innocence, because I take it at any given instant that having gotten more charge off, our analysis will be more accurate than previous analyses. So I never count on any analysis carrying forward in time. No analysis is valid after the date of the analysis. Why? Because the accuracy of an analysis depends upon the amount of charge taken off the case. So at any future date, if you can audit at all, you have taken more charge off the case, and so you get a more accurate analysis. All analyses are subject to inaccuracy by reason of charge. Therefore, tone-arm action in the interval, having removed charge from this particular area, will now make it possible for you to get a more accurate analysis. Any analysis you do is succeeded by a more accurate analysis, until there isn't anything there to analyze. You got it? That's the only time when you never reanalyze or re-question anything. On Tuesday, we have found out absolutely, equivocally, with exclamation points, with rocket reads, with a PC cell, with a total auditor agreement, with everything, just flags going up in all directions, you see, small Guy Fawkes fireworks coming out of the E-meter. Every sign points to the fact that to dance is an actual GPM. Yeah, but that was Tuesday. What will it do on Thursday? We are now analyzing a case on Thursday. Well, then my analysis is never based on the comfortable feeling that Tuesday I had a right answer. At any given instant, on any analysis, it is only the factors present now which are analyzed. That's the only safe way to do an analysis. You can make some of the most colossal mistakes. Let's say you're going up the bank trying to find the PTGPM, and you found the goal to play golf. And you marked that down very carefully as the third GPM. You're a nut. If you just keep on believing from here on out that when you come back down the bank, having removed two GPMs off the case, you're going to find to play golf. Hell, probably had anything to do with it. See? It's probably a lock on an RI in the third GPM to recreate. Got the idea? But at that time, when you first going up the bank, you checked it over. Is this an actual GPM? You know, fireworks, rocket reads, everything. Oh, the PC, Cognite. Oh, everything terrific, you see. Blowdowns, oh, marvelous. Doesn't cut any ice on Thursday. Because Thursday is two more days of charge off the case, don't you see? So you're always approaching a more accurate potential analysis right up to the moment that you attain OT. You're going to be horrified. You're going to run some goals perfectly correctly, absolutely, every item out of the thing. And yet, a few months from now, when you're going, somebody's going over this case, they're going to find out that half the items were missed and three-quarters of them were wrong. Somehow or another, you got by, however, and so forth. Well, that's the case analysis with the case that far upgraded, don't you see? So, of course, the analysis is more accurate. Analysis is not dependent upon the auditor's ability to read an E-meter. It is dependent upon the PC's ability to ITSA. And, therefore, it's going to shift. The fond beliefs of Tuesday are where most case analyses come apart at the seams. because on Thursday, with 2 days of charge off, you're liable to get some different answers that make a lot more sense. You understand? You never take a case analysis for granted. These things are always taken conditionally. Always conditionally. An auditor needs a nice, full salt shaker sitting around under the corner of his e-meter, you see. So he can always take everything with a grain of salt. A case analyst is a skeptic. But his skepticism must not be so high as to undermine the PC's confidence. So this, again, is another frame of mind, entirely different frame of mind. Your robot frame of mind, well, the guy says, I spit, and so forth, and he puts that down, that's a gall, and all my, and he got another one, and that's another gall, and he puts it down and spit again, and so on. Your frame of mind is, well, he said it, so we write it down, and the meter said this, so we write it down, and there's nothing going on here except that's what you're doing, you see. And you can sit and dream about the weather as far as that's concerned. There's no mental strain here of any kind whatsoever. See, that's an attitude. That's the attitude of the auditor running the process, you see. Now we shift the hat. We get a different attitude. Not a challenging and validating attitude regarding the PC, but an attitude of which is best attended by the song, It May Be So, I Really Don't Know, Your Story Sounds, you know. It's not really a skeptical attitude, but it's the attitude of somebody listening to the tales of several travelers who have just come back from a far land they have not been to with different stories. It's not a buying attitude. It's not any kind of an attitude. Well, that's what it is, so we will try that one on. See? Well, this is the best we can arrive at, so this is what we will use to proceed with. Warily, expecting all trucks to come off the rails at any given instant. See, we're proceeding warily under this. The case analysis is always as good as it is at the time it is done, and is no better than that. And there's no reason to get mis-emotional about it just because on Thursday you got different answers. I've seen auditors go out and contemplate suicide. Is he just on this basis? But on Tuesday, it was an actual GPM, and so forth, and it read, and everything read, and everything ran along beautifully on Tuesday. And now I find out it's just a lock, not even an RI, it's a lock on an RI. And, oh, dear, oh. Well, there's no reason to be like that about it, because the reality of the situation is that Thursday, of course, with more charge-offs, is going to give you a better answer. So you can always look for a better answer. All answers are taken conditionally. And everything you know about a bank and about a case and about how the thing ought to stack up is used. There's no stops. It isn't a basis of, well, I can't make the PC wrong by saying this to be, do, and find catfish doesn't sound to me like an actual GPM. You mustn't say something like that, you see, because that would be invalidating for the PC. Now, the thing to do is accept it and let the PC run out of RR in the next few minutes of play. Oh, yes, yes. Like nonsense it is, you see. You don't want to speak invalidatively. There's a trick of doing this. I'll show you an invalidation. PC says, you know, my goal is really to be, do, and find... have and find catfish, and that's my goal. You say, oh, yeah, all right, okay. Want me to check that out? All right. To be, do, have, and find catfish. To be, do, have, and find catfish. I'm sorry, that doesn't read right now. That's not an invalidation. This is invalidation. PC says, my goal is to be, do, have, and find catfish. Oh? Mm-hmm. To run. To walk. Say something else to the meter rather than what the PC said, and you're in trouble right now. I'll give you an idea. PC says, there's some more suppressors on this. This doesn't just apply to lists. There's some more suppressors on this. Okay. On so-and-so, has anything been invalidated? Yes, Gardner, what you just said has been... me, I'm invalidated, you know, ARC break, here we go. That's a direct invalidation because it's basically a disagreement, don't you see? You've gone through all the actions of a disagreement. So you don't care what the PC says. You don't immediately throw it in his teeth and say, under no circumstances is there such a goal as to be, do, and have. You find catfish without even checking it and start answering. You know, well, check it. PC wants it. Check it. No skin off anybody's nose. It'll read or it won't. But you got this on the list, to be, do, have, and find catfish. And that's supposed to be the last item on the list. And this is supposed to be what is opposed by to dance. Not in your bank, not in anybody's bank. It ain't never happened, and it never gonna happen. Kind of a goal you'll get. It's very hard to imagine what it'll be before you eventually see it, and sometimes you get beautifully surprised. But you have an idea already of the kind of goal you're looking for. What goal would to dance oppose? Well, probably to be sour, you know, to be something. It'll be some different type of action, you see, to be funereal, you know, to drag. You know, to sag, you know, or something like this. There'll be some kind of funereal goal. Sometimes they're very clever. Sometimes they're very tricky, and you can miss them. You have to think about them for a moment, and all of a sudden you see that it would. But it definitely would oppose it. It definitely would oppose it. Not resolve it. It oppose it. Bang! Goals are in opposition. It's white today on this bank, and it's black tomorrow on that bank. You get the idea. I mean, bang, bang. Direct oppositions, they make a dichotomy, you see. To be happy is followed by to be sad, and it's no more complicated than that, you see. So you can figure yourself to death in case analysis and so forth, but you should have a general idea. You should have a general idea about what you're going to get there. And sometimes you're very agreeably surprised if the dance comes out as to be a funeral director, see, or something like this, you know. And it's just a little bit offbeat, and it sometimes takes you a little bit by surprise. And you could beat yourself to death by not accepting it, and so forth. It is or it isn't. But because you know case analysis, you know what you're looking at. Now, if you got a goal like that, however, to be, do, and have catfish as... to dance, suppose. If you've just got through running to dance and it didn't run out of RR, it obviously was the goal. There's no doubt about that, but there's something messed up here someplace. You better find out what it is. Maybe you overran the bottom of the goal. Maybe you got items in that goal from something else. Maybe the analysis of the goal, or the goal looks all right, however, it doesn't seem to be bad off, so it seems to be have the right line plot and everything, so you're not being critical in this particular line, because it looks all right, so you decide, well, to dance, there's nothing wrong with that as the source to list from. That'd be the first thing that would give you some wild goal like this is the only goal you could get on the list, isn't it? To be, do, and have catfish. See? So there's nothing wrong with the source you're listing from. It looks all right. It checked out. You've run it and so forth. When you're just doing goal opposes, trying to get to present time and so forth, you run it blind because you really never have a second check of running it. Final check of a goal is, will it run? Not will it behave on the meter. See? Will it run? Do you get a line plot off of it? That's the final test of a valid GPM. Now, then you must assume other things. Amongst those, this PC might have been out of session while he was listing it. Might be an ARC break involved here that you hadn't suspected. You throw those things aside or accept them. or PC wasn't answering the auditing question or something of the sort. So we go into some kind of a dissertation with the PC, finally decide the PC couldn't have been answering the auditing question. There's something wrong here. So you ask, exactly what were you doing as you were listing this list and so forth, and you finally get, well, I was trying to list the harmonic on the list which just came before this and so forth, and I knew what it could be because, you see, on just before to dance, you see, we had to be sad. And so forth. So obviously, it's something about being leisurely or something, and that would be what it... All right, have you found the answer? Well, you'll find out that when things are wrong, your tone arm is wrong. Always. You're not getting action on the tone arm. It's stuck high or it's messed up in some way. But basically, you're not getting tone arm action. When you don't get tone arm action, you either have just run, if you're running, why, the tone arm action depends on getting the next item. But this tone arm action is pretty extreme, and you've made an error of some kind or another. Well, when you get that straightened out, that tone arm action will correct. As soon as you get your tone arm action corrected and looking a little bit better, and you got the answer to what this is all about and so forth, you got the answer. Now, at that moment, you remove your hat has a case and a list, and you put it in the drawer, and you take out your hat as a mechanical auditor, and you put it on, and you say, this is the auditing question. This is the auditing question. The auditing question is, what goal would to dance oppose? Now, have you got that? You know, we went a little bit astray just a moment ago. The PC is saying, I was a little astray, you know, just a moment ago, but not answering the auditing question. So let's make sure we answer this auditing question real good. You're doing fine. All right, but let's get the auditing question answered now. Now, what goal would to dance oppose? All right, and I'll do that, and that, and that, and that, and that. And you get to live. Go through all the rules and just mechanical, and you come up smiling bright. That's all there is to it. There's two hats, and one of them is always in the drawer. The speed with which you shift these hats is sometimes rather bewildering, but it's actually a hat shift. So it isn't something that you should get all tangled up about and get your feet all wound up in the rope with, because in actual fact, you are never the mechanical listing auditor and the case analyst at the same time. And you are never the mechanical auditor when there's something wrong with the case. You can't do the job, so you obviously are a case analyst. And after the case is straightened out, there is no more need for case analysis. That's another point you should keep in mind. If there's nothing to analyze, don't analyze. If everything is going along smoothly now, why, you go along smoothly back to your mechanical auditor hat, see? Let's not start making trouble for the PC as a case analyst. Let's not start showing off. You found the answer. You've restored the case. The PC is cheerful. The tone arm is now in a reasonable situation. Life, it looks much brighter to one and all. Well, this is the point where you should take off the case analyst badge hat and put it in the drawer and put back on the mechanical auditor hat. And it's just all sweetness and light. You're not saying, is that an actual G? Are you sure you're listening right now? You go, well, I wonder if that is going to No. It's just all sweetness and light. PC says, oranges are black. You say, okay, thank you, good, fine, anything he says, all right. Got the idea? Well, so that takes down your complications to a considerable extent, compartments your actions. If you try to run both of these actions at the same time, you'll go mad. You'll be under such tension that you will develop GPMs with it. Now, there's one hat which you wear all the time. All the time, all the time, all the time. Even though you're shifting these other two hats, you got another hat on the back of your head. And that is the basic auditing hat. And if you can't do the basic auditing hat, then it doesn't matter how brilliant you are as a case analyst. It doesn't matter how marvelously mechanical you are. And believe me, it's marvelous to be that mechanical, you know, for you're just your R4 hat. It takes a lot of skill just to sit back there and just do nothing. But so the sun is shining and everything is fine and you go on. PC says there are fire engines in the beauty shop, and you write down there are fire engines in the beauty shop. Go to hell, we don't care. Everything's fine, but your basic auditor hat could be wrong and prevent you from doing that. If your basic auditor hat is wrong, both of these hats go wrong, no matter how well skilled you are in both of them. You could be a case analyst with exclamation points halfway down the wall. You could know R4 backwards and upside down, count the name, rank, and serial number of every bulletin which ever carried a listing rule on it and so forth, and be able to do shorthand Pittman and Gregg simultaneously with three different pencils on three different lists on three different pieces. And you still wouldn't make any OTs, because the basic auditor hat's the third hat, and it's worn all the time. And it's not a complicated hat. It starts originally with TR0. Whatever other TRs you have, it still starts originally with TR0, which is being able to sit in the session and confront the PCs. And it goes up to TR1, giving an audit and command that somebody can hear and understand, and it impinges on somebody, and giving an acknowledgement when one is needed. Not giving acknowledgments when they're not needed and forgetting to give them when they are. Guy's going out, your TR2 has got to be good enough just to go on and on and on and on and on. You acknowledge the completion of a cycle of action. Well, you've asked a what's it, and the PC hasn't completed the it's a, so you sure don't acknowledge. Because he acknowledges the stop point. So it's gauging the cycle of action which you're handling. That's basic auditing. What's the extent and length of this cycle of action? One what's it and 50 itzes? All right, therefore, at the 50th itza, you say good. Is the length of it one what's it and one itza? So therefore, at the length of the itza, one itza, you say good. That's elementary. The complete cycle of action of the what's it and it's a is followed by a TR2. Now, you've got yourself a great big lot of ability if you can do that. You know, basic auditing has practically nothing to do with anything that anybody thinks it has anything to do with, you know. It's giving somebody something to talk about and letting him talk and telling him he has talked when he has talked, you see. And when he originates and says, you know that go to be, have, do, and dance catfish, you know, that thing that we had and so forth, you don't immediately jump in and say, that was to be, do, have, and find catfish. That was to be, do, have, and find catfish that you found, not be, do, have, and dance catfish. That was something else. Don't you remember? So your auditor's code comes into it, too, a bit. See, we've had these things for a long time. They aren't anything new. We can state them more smoothly. But PC originates and says, you know, a goal we found, you know, I just realized that applies very definitely to my marriage, you know, even though it wasn't my goal, it does have something to do with my marriage. So forth, let him finish the cycle of action, you see, there, of that origin he's making, and so forth. And he's run down, you get this TR action, so you just keep your mouth shut because he's making a cognition, and so on. You gauge the point when he's finished with his cognition, you've understood what he said, and you told him you heard it. That's just basic auditing. There isn't anything can get around it at all. Now we add the complication into basic auditing as part of basic auditing, being able to run an E-meter while doing those things. Run an E-meter well enough so that when the needle goes ping against the right-hand edge of the dial, your thumb goes slip and writes it to set. And when it goes tick, we know it has gone tick. And when it is rocket red, we know it is rocket red. And when it's fallen, we know it is fallen. And we've adjusted it and noted that thing accordingly. And this is done all the time when basic auditing is going on and so on. So the woof and warp of basic auditing can get terribly complicated on this basis, this fundamental. You ask most auditors, what are you doing? They will tell you what they were doing. But if you ask them this question, at that point in the session, what happened? They will inevitably tell you, I did this, I did that, I did something else. They're more likely to tell you, I so-and-so and so-and-so. They're not telling you what happened, they're telling you what they did. That isn't what happened. Because all basic auditing actions are coordinated with the PC. An auditor may be just going through some mechanical motions of some kind or another, but he is still handling another thetan and a full bank. And what happened in the session combines what the PC did, what the bank did, and what the auditor did, and what read on the meter. And there's four elements that comprise what happened. Now, this is asking you to extend your perimeter of permeation. When you are so sucked back to your chest that you can't see beyond the other edge of your E-meter, the chances are you aren't going to be able to do the TRs either. But you're handling a PC, and you're handling a bank, and you're handling the meter, in addition to your own actions. And frankly, your own actions in the session are completely unimportant. 90% of a student's worry is about his own actions in the session. How did he hold his little finger of his right hand while he asked the auditing question? And did he have the right vocal intonation when he asked the auditing question? Was his diction absolutely proper when he said, thank you? That's the most wasted show in the world. It has no audience. There's no audience, there's no applause, there are no observers. The most unseen character in the world is an auditor in session. He actually, unless he's a born exhibitionist, is about as visible as a drop of water in a running stream. It isn't that he isn't there, it's just that he isn't visible. He's an almost perfect example of a thetan that isn't packing mass. If he understands that his actions in a session are not the important actions of a session at all, they're not the important actions of a session. The important actions of the session are the performance of the PC, the PC's bank, and the meter. And the auditor's actions are completely unimportant. Except where they get in the road and fail to promote the actions of the PC, the PC's bank, and the E-meter. So an auditor consistently worrying about his own actions and what he's supposed to do right and what he's done wrong in a session. I'm learning some of this from critiques people are making of their own auditing. Yeah, that's right. They're all critiques of their own auditing. I couldn't care less. They don't realize that I have yet to receive a proper report of an analysis of the session given on a tape. I have yet to receive a proper report. I'm still waiting for one to come in. There's some that are almost proper in spots, but they all Most of them concern what the auditor did. Who cares? Do you realize the auditor is not going to get clear on his own actions in a session? Now, this is impressed on you by your instructors, by the fact they do TRs, by your coaches. You're supposed to be able to do this, you're that, and the other thing. But a little study of this sort of thing goes long, long ways. An auditor's actions can be anything they care to be as long as they are not destructive of the continuity of the session. An auditor actually runs mostly on a lack of action. See, he doesn't have to do this and do that and do the other thing and not do this and not do that and not do the other thing. It's a bunch of balderdash. Somebody's orienting his auditing on the subject of I should not and I should and I should, I. Well, wait a minute. This is an auditing session, and that's a third dynamic activity. The auditor's merely running it. Now, it's only when the auditor starts putting his feet on the desk and getting the shoes in the PC's face that we run into the not do's, or it's only when the auditor sits there tongue-tied and the PC's going into a big ARC break and the auditor's saying, well, let's see, the right way to ITSA is to... You know, you ought to be in there pitching. What cooked here? What happened? See? He apparently is not adding anything into the session. He's not getting anything done in the session. He's not directing the session. He's not getting the session running in any particular direction. So that's an absence of auditor. Now, the PCARC breaks. The auditor sits there and says, oh, it's perfectly reasonable. I have goofed, so therefore it's perfectly reasonable. You know, a lot of PCs been knocked in the head with this. In fact, I know of one auditor. This actually is not fully the story of it, but just in passing, saw everything the PC was saying so reasonable. The PC was already, for other reasons, having nothing to do with auditing, on the way out. The curtains were ringing down. The between lives areas were yawning. And the auditor, however, did have a last-minute chance in order to make a grab back. The PCARC broke over a period of days, actually, and the auditor sat there and said that everything the PC was saying was reasonable and so never tried to cure the ARC break. And the PC died. Sad story. But I wish to drive it home. That happens very rarely. If this isolated incident did happen, purely and for that exact and only reason, the auditor knew that everything the PC was saying was reasonable. The auditor did not know how to audit well. The auditor did not know how to read a meter. The auditor did not, you get the story here, you see. So therefore, the auditor sat and agreed that this was all true, and a PC never ARC breaks for those reasons. PC ARC breaks because of uncompleted cycles of action, bypass charge. When that's kicked into view, the PC ARC breaks and his attention fixates on the auditor. Now, a session ARC break is where the auditor is gorgeously goofed and has yanked the PC's attention with violence off of some charged object, thus not completing the cycle of action of the PC's inspection. And so this causes collapse, which is very painful to the PC, and the PC will take it out on the auditor. But in actual fact, an eradication of that sudden yank of attention is what is needful to cure this ARC break. So the auditor gets in a reasonable frame of mind about his auditing. An auditor gets in a reasonable frame of mind about his ARC breaks, or gets unreasonable and starts protesting against it, simply doesn't understand the mechanism of an ARC break. His auditing really had very little to do with it. Very little to do with it, except where the basics of auditing are violently followed. The PC is saying, I've got a large cat here on the table. And the auditor says, well, I'm not going into that now. Get that nasty cat off the table, you see. That's liable to produce shock. But why? Not really because of what the auditor said, but because the PC's attention was yanked suddenly off the cat. The cat collapsed on it, and you had bypass charge right there, right then. And then the auditor did nothing to restore the attention and get rid of, locate the bypass charge. Do you understand? Auditors running R4 may go on for days, weeks even, with a big section of bypass charge. And the PC, Nattery, and ARC broken. The auditor's saying all the time, this is a Nattery and ARC broken PC. No, that is an auditor who doesn't know his basic business. He doesn't know his business. Had nothing to do with case analysis. He just doesn't know his business. ARC broke PC, something big wrong. See? So that's the time when you take the basic auditing hat and add to it the case analysis hat. Basic auditing has gone wrong, so you add case analysis to it to make it work. That's all there is to that. Auditor's never reasonable about an ARC break. There's a big ARC break, then there's something big wrong with the case. It isn't that you have slightly misworded some little tiny RI in some kind of indicator. You got a couple of goals wrongly worded and backwards, brother. Great big husky GPMs are pushing this PC's head off. And then, of course, basic auditing failed slightly and produced the necessary lock to cause the ARC break to swing up into session. It all requires a little error in basic auditing to trigger the ARC break. A wrong goal can sit there a long time without ever being fired into an ARC break until all of a sudden the ITSA line is cut or imagined to be cut and the PC will flare on that lock into an ARC break. That ARC break means only this, that there's something god-awful wrong with that case. That's all that means. Something's gone wrong in the case analysis department, not in the basic auditing department. The basic auditing department can always be improved. Always. And improved 100% to absolute perfection will not avoid ARC breaks, will not all by itself make a case run smoothly. Given errors in the case analysis department, no basic auditing in the world, no personality, no I am a holy man and everything in my vicinity, of course, runs calmly. I permeate peace. That's not going to prevent an ARC break, brother. You found a wrong goal, and you listed it upside down. There's only one thing going to straighten that out, and that's finding it's a wrong goal and that it was upside down. You understand? So that comes back into the case analysis department. The basic auditing is something we do smoothly, not self-critically. We do a very smooth job of basic auditing. And that's what we do in basic auditing. We don't do da-da-da-da-da and then not do da-da-da. But if you da-da-da-da-da, you will da-da-da-da-da. And if you get crisscrossed up and if the PC says a wigawag, you never say ka-pa-pow. You see? Bunk. That is the wrong way to study basic auditing. I mean, that is the wrong way to study basic auditing. Basic auditing does really not consist of a bunch of do's and don'ts. It consists of a thetan sitting there in the auditing chair running a PC and the PC's bank and verifying it on a meter and keeping up the auditing cycle, whether the big one or the little one, just keeping it kicked ahead and keeping it going. And there's really no rule or trick in it anywhere that solves all of its problems and so forth because it isn't that complicated in action. You make it far more complicated in action than it really is. You say to the PC, you say to the PC, you're into techniques and how do you produce tone arm action. You're not into basic auditing. Not really. But basic auditing will produce tone arm action if it's being done. The auditor says, "Hiya today, Joe." I don't care what the what's it is. "Hiya today, Joe." This is basic auditing. Joe says, "Well, I woke up this morning, I wasn't feeling so good. I kind of have a good bit of a headache. And so, well, I think it was that letter I got from Aunt Susie Bell, and it's on, and she's on, so on, so on, so on." The auditor sits there, and basic auditing simply requires, as long as that tone arm is moving, you don't do another ruddy goddamn thing. It's almost too elementary. And finally, the tone arm steadies down, and the PC's finished saying what he's saying. But even though he has stopped talking, he might still be thinking over the remainder of the communication. And if so, you'll be getting some needle and tone arm reaction. You don't even have to learn to look at the PC and tell whether he's introverted or extroverted. You can tell it off a meter. And he goes on, and pretty soon, and he looks at you, and he looks blankly into thin space for maybe a minute. 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, no matter how long. And you're still getting tone arm action and so forth. And he finally turns around and he says, "Yeah, I guess that's all. I guess that's how I feel this morning." And you say, "Good. Well, where's the technique?" Unless interrupted and blasted with bazookas, with his chair pulled out from underneath him, and the auditor eating a crunchy brand of candy. Okay. Additive, 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 additive. Why, basic auditing runs off nicely. Now you got to know what to ask the PC. Now you're getting slightly into techniques. Now what do you ask the TC to produce tone arm action? Well, you're getting into the technique sector, and I started out by calling it R4 because we're mainly talking about routine 4, and I'm trying to coordinate it with you. But at lower levels, the techniques still belong up there in that sector. What technique do you use? Well, whatever technique you use, you run it the way it is supposed to be run. If it's run with a little bit of assessment, a little bit of this, and a little bit of that, and so forth, it's still run. First with basic auditing, then with technique, and anything goes wrong, you finish the cycle of the think with case analysis. It's always a 1-2-3 proposition. The one hat you wear all the time is the basic auditing hat. Now, as long as you got this basic auditing hat terrifically tangled up with techniques, as long as you got it terrifically tangled up with case analysis, as long as you got case analysis terrifically tangled up over here with techniques, you're going to be in a mess, man. I feel for you. I can see you now, supposed to be asleep, lying there upon your pillow, a bit of salt water dripping upon the cambric, quietly in the dark. And if I was to appear at that moment, you would ask me, "What am I doing wrong?" I almost hit it right on the groove if I said, "Well, you've got basic auditing mixed up with technique. You've got technique mixed up with case analysis. You've got case analysis mixed up instead of basic auditing. And your basic auditing is probably absent while you're doing other things and so forth. And if you'll just straighten these things out into its three pawns, then learn to do each one of these things. First, basic auditing without injecting what you are doing in it very much, but just do the actions for basic auditing. And the technique, we'll learn what the technique is and then adapt and fit that into so your basic auditing can go on and run it. And when you run into trouble or finish the technique, go into case analysis and so forth. Why, you probably would take a look at that and be able to figure out exactly what you did had crossed up. You probably would close your eyes and go soundly asleep. If you heard me. Can't talk loud yet. Anyhow, the situation then is that a compartmentation of action brings about a comprehension of action. You go down the engine room of a ship and you see the big whistles going around the scrubbles and the rudy bars pounding out against the flog wheels. Looks awful complicated to you till somebody points out that those bars belong to the generator and these bars belong to the main engine. Those up there, they're steam pipes, and they simply have to do with the fire room. They have nothing to do with all this moving machinery. You take it apart, you can understand it. You realize that all those bars up there, when they stop, well, the lights go out in the ship. And when these bars down here, these great big ones, when they go out, well, the ship stops moving through the water. And when the fire goes out in there, why, neither one of them moves. Okay. And right away you understand this a little bit better. Actually, you could teach a Willy Fuzzwuzz that much compartmentation about steam engineering, don't you see? So it's not too much hill to climb. And basic auditing is the firebox. See? You're putting something into this session or you're not, don't you see? And as long as, when that's absent, why, nothing moves. There's nothing, see. And not a good analogy, but the generating equipment and that sort of thing, that's the technique. And the big drives going around, that's the PC's bank, man. And as long as that bank is moving, you got tone arm action, and you got things happening, the PC's getting better, everything's going along beautifully. All of a sudden, why, you come to session one day and you got a headache and your basic auditing goes out and everything goes to hell. So you remedy your handling of technique. You go study a bulletin on R2H, you see, to get this new technique because you didn't have a good session with the PC. So you get down R2H perfectly. Perfectly. You get it down so just to the exact point. You listen to a tape on it, and you get it absolutely square, and you go into the next session, your basic auditing, out the window, do perfect R2H, and you lay a beautiful boom. Well, the main drives weren't running, you see, so you repaired the generating set, which was running. Wasn't anything wrong with your technique, you just didn't happen to be applying it. Small oversight, don't you see? All the valves were open, but there was nothing generating steam. Make a better analogy. Simple. You actually think you are being trained as auditors. In actuality, you are simply being untrained over all of the complications which during the vast vistas of time you have accumulated with regard to human relationships and minds. I'm simply trying to lead you through this maze, these barbed wire fences, these down forests, these windfalls, this snow, wind, storm and ice and sleet that you imagine is there. And finally point out to you that it doesn't matter whether it's there or not. This is what you do. And you get a marvelously simplified look at the situation. I imagine, you know, in the writing professions, they always have writers who cannot write unless they have their blue slippers on. They have musicians who cannot play unless they have the purple handkerchief in the swallowtail coat pocket. You have the fellow who always has to have a china cat on the piano, you see, before he can give a concert. You have the prima donna who must always have received green and purple chrysanthemums just before in order to have good luck. You've got all this nonsense. Well, actually, that's just a big substitute for knowing what they're doing. It's a big substitute for confidence. They put it off into something else. They've got it fitted into some other thing. Because you're actually wearing all these three sectors very solidly with high level of responsibility asked. But you'll find out that a person believes that if he takes too much responsibility in one of these sectors or something like that, it's liable to go wrong. Well, that's just because he's unconfident. It's best sort of to let the PC run the session. This is one frame of mind. See, this has nothing to do with basic auditing or anything else. This is a new datum that is interjected. This is one of the additives. It is really best to let the PC pretty well run the session. And the hidden datum is, because if anything goes wrong, then it really isn't my fault. And we call this making the PC self-determined. See, that's the way we excuse this frame of mind. So we're into a complication now that has to be battered down with clubs if you're going to get at anything. All right, now let's go in the other way. The PC doesn't know what he's talking about and is going to get himself into severe trouble, and I will be to blame, so therefore I had better do everything in the session and not permit the PC to do anything in the session, because if you depend on the PC, that'll make him guilty, and that's like blaming the PC, and you really shouldn't do that, so we must relieve all responsibility from the PC, and therefore it's only on the meter. You get this frame of mind? Well, this is a reverse vector of responsibility on the thing. Let's take full responsibility for the thing, you see, and then it won't go wrong. Well, what's all this worry about it going wrong? I don't know why you worry about it going wrong. And yet an auditor audits more poorly if he himself has had some bad sessions. And he has the example of how wrong it can go. If as a PC he's had some very bad sessions, or as an auditor he's conducted some bad sessions, now he's got a reality on the fact that it can go wrong. And he actually starts fighting back against it going that wrong. And he'll start fighting back against it going that wrong up to a point where he does nothing in a session but keep it from going wrong. So there's, of course, no session. There's just an effort to not have wrongnesses. That's not a session. There are many ways that you could analyze this. There are many ways you could understand it. But this is all in the matter of being conducted across the storm, sleet, rain, night, barbed wire fences, and howling wolf-type forests to a safe plateau of confidence, don't you see? It's all liabilities. As long as you recognize that additives are the main thing, and frankly, you in the field of basic auditing, there's very little to teach you. Very, very little to teach you in basic auditing. All you have to do is observe that a PC has an attention line on his own bank, and that when you ask a question, his line goes on his bank, and you should let it go on his bank until it's through going on his bank, and then you should tell him, well, that's now off your bank when it comes off the bank, and keep an agreement on the situation, and just get these things running. Find out what the mind is doing. This fellow's worried about squirrels, so all right, you just say, well, when did you start worrying about squirrels? Now you're in the technical department over here, you see. That's the technique department, so you know that there's something to do with you. You got the times he's worried about squirrels, all right, that's fine. But now you fit that into basic auditing. And you're back on the same old stand now. You're no place else. You're asking a question, and he's going to play the attention line on the stuff in the bank, and your tone arm's going to move. And when he's finished talking, why are you going to tell him he's finished talking? And what the hell? I mean, how can you make anything complicated out of this? It's not possible, really. Most auditors' geniuses, when they're having a hard time, is best demonstrated in finding a difficult way to do it. Because in actual fact, it can't be complicated. Techniques are taken care of over here in this second department, see? There are ways to run these techniques, and they run off in a train maneuver. Actually, requires quite a little grooving and training to run a technique. It's all sort of da-da-da-da-da, wound-up doll. And this wound-up doll stuff goes on, but back of that wound-up doll stuff, that's not auditing. See? There's no auditing connected with... All right. When was that ARC break? See? Da-da-da-da, and so forth. And all right. Now, was it caused by affinity communication reality? Well, this is all a sort of a phonograph record stuff, you see. At any moment, the auditor's basic auditing hat is liable to go on. He says, was it affinity? PC says, well, there's your basic audit hat. PC says, oh, well, you know, it could have been a long time, about 1900, and there's this girl and so forth. Infinity, you know, that's a funny thing. But every time I thought of that in connection with that particular incident, I just thought, waff. Well, how long is he going to waff? Well, it doesn't matter how long he waffs, because you're auditing the whole time. There is no speeding it up or slowing it down, except as it produces or fails to produce tone arm action. Now, if you let him go waff on was it affinity, when actually it was communication, you didn't get down to a point of being able to assess that yet, you know? And he's going waff on this particular subject, and the tone arm is sitting here at 4.7 period. Then it isn't going any place else. And you let him waff for half an hour, you got rocks in your head. That's basic auditing hat. Where is it? Look through the drawers, man. You must have parked it down there the last time you took off your case analysis hat. You must remove your basic auditing hat, too. This guy has finished talking, but because you are being silent, you are inviting ITSA in some peculiar way. Oh, yes, you could explain it. But the truth of the matter is time is going by without tone arm action. So what hat is out? The basic auditing hat is out, not the technique hat. Not the case analysis hat. It's the basic auditing hat that's out. You're letting a guy run on and on and on and be in session without getting tone arm action. So obviously he has said all there is to say, and he's as-ised everything there is to as-is, and he has done everything you have required of him, and you are now from here on in some weird way cleaning a clean from now on out. So you, of course, aren't auditing. You just haven't perceived. You ask him, what's it? And you said, was this affinity? Was this caused by affinity? And then you looked at him expectantly, you see? In other words, you threw your basic auditing hat into the middle of your technique hat. See? You just didn't go wound up doll, say, was it affinity? Was it da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- But you pause somewhere. You invited this. You caused something to be corrected. You know, you're somehow or another inviting an itza. You're not in control of the session. You got your basic auditing hat of getting him to answer a question. You don't want a question answered. You want a tick on a meter. You understand? Now, if you're getting TA action on slow assessment, that's another thing. That's the technique, don't you see? But this, you're just simply trying to find the source of the ARC break. Pow, 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 pow. Oh, bing, bang. See? All right, there it is. Bang. You've done it. Back to the basic auditing hat. It says here that this is a false communication that caused the ARC break. Is that so? Oh, now you get waffle, 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 yip, 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 yop, 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 yip, yop, yop, waffle, 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 down comes the tone arm, up goes the tone arm, down goes the tone arm, waffle, 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 there we go, that's it, that's all, and so on, and it was on, and so on, and I was on Sadie, it was dear old tone arm action, tone arm action, tone arm action, and so forth. What are you doing? You're getting tone arm action, what are you doing auditing? All basic auditing is coordinating your question and the PC zitsa with the tone arm. And when there's nothing happening in the session, make sure that you grab the technique or the other hat and get something, in the case now, and get something to happen, see? And when it isn't happening, well, the tone arm's rolling now, that's fine. And so forth. Just keep kicking the ball along, man. Keep pouring the coal into the firebox and letting the flames roar. You're just sitting back there and you say, PC says, scroffle, scroffle, and you notice, well, he said scroffle, scroffle, and it's been quite a little while, and we don't seem to be getting any tone arm action here, and he seems to be getting sort of dark in his statements of scroffle, scroffle.
Maybe I'm overrunning this particular thing. Recognize an error in basic auditing. You've invited NHTSA on something without having any coal on the fire. See? You just went for a vacation or something when you shouldn't have, as far as the basic auditing hat. You get all this stuff coordinated. There's really nothing to it. There's three hats. Now, you're taking the basic auditing action. In the basic auditing action, you can do all kinds of wild things with basic auditing and produce tone arm action. You can produce tone arm action with Do Birds Fly, perfectly done as a basic auditing action. Now, you think I'm kidding. Try it sometime.
Do birds fly? That's as close as you can get. No technique. Okay. Go through model session and run do birds fly. You'll be surprised. You get some time, actually. PC says this is a boring and tiring process to have nothing whatsoever to do with that. You say, okay, and if you do it all right, he'll then explain to you why it's a basic and boring process, and you get quite a bit of tone arm action. You got to have the PC willing to talk to you, and got to have the PC's attention on his own case, and you shouldn't go yanking his attention off his case and putting it on you because you're not putting on a show. You're just the auditor. It's not a matter of merely the auditor, but the best auditor is totally unperceived in a session. He's not visible, man. His presence is felt, not seen. He is just about as close as you can get to an invisible man. Now, of course, it's the technique and it's the state of the case as arrived at in case analysis, which gives you the technique. And the application of the technique and the wound-up doll characteristics with which you can deliver that particular technique and when to stop delivering the technique and so forth. These are all questions which are really independent of basic auditing. They have to do with the understanding of what's technique and what's basic auditing and what's case analysis. But basic auditing, it's your ability to just sit there and be uncomplicated and keep the ball rolling. Actually, the divisions do not at first appear sharp to you. They would not appear sharp to you because the present moment, I imagine you've got them pretty well intertwined. You say, what is auditing? Auditing is running the process. Go to the foot of the class. Auditing is not running the process. Auditing is doing basic auditing, running the process, and having an analysis of the case that justified you running the process and tells you when the process is flat. See? So there's three different departments involved here. Auditing is three different departments. You say, well, an auditor actually, in a session, an auditor should sit there, and answer politely. I don't know if that's a statement of auditing or not, don't you see it? Why? It's only one section of the session. One section of the session. That's the auditor. See, there's three other sections of the session, and the two most important parts of the session are completely omitted. That's the PC and his ability to ITSA, which you're trying to improve, and that is the bank, which is knocking the PC's head off, and via the PC can knock yours off, too, if you mishandle it. All right, there's two big, great, big, important pieces of the session, and they're the most important pieces of the session. The most important, of course, is the PC. And the next most important is the PC's bank. And the next most important thing is the E-meter and the verification, indication verification process of what the PC said. And we get down to not the most unimportant part of a session, you understand? Because he's actually the most important as far as the beingness of the session is concerned. But the most invisible or unexamined or not germane, conduct not germane, is the auditor. See, you don't concentrate on the auditor.
Some fellow says, I listened to this report of my case analysis, and I found out that I cut the PCs, and I found, and I did this, and then in the session I said, oh, man, they're not answering the audit in question. The audit in question on a criticism of your audit thing. Hell, it has nothing to do with what you did. Who cares what you did? Nobody. Unless it got in the road of the session. Or failed to make the session run. Now, that's important. What is important is what happened in the session. See, it's not a case of I cut the PC's itza. Oh, no. It's the fact the PC was itza-ing and was apparently as-ising some portion of the bank and was prevented from doing so by dropping the E-meter off the table on his foot. That's what happened. So now you see you have all elements expressed. But I cut the PC's itza. I don't think you have the power to cut the PC's itza. What kind of Thetan shears do you use? The PC also can cut his own itza. Don't be so self-conscious. You don't always cut the PC's itza to make the ARC break, you see. You do it frequently enough. But once in a while, you just didn't pick up the ball at that particular minute or steer in that particular direction, and with perfect aplomb, you were steering to the right and you should have been steering to the left, and everything exploded in your face, and there was frankly no possible way. You shouldn't be so self-critical. There was no possible way it could have been prevented. Svengali, Charcot, the best mind readers of all time, inhabiting his bank with him, could not have foretold that when you zigged, he would zag. Don't you see? The important thing is that a zig occurred when a zag should have occurred. That's important. Why it occurred is of secondary importance. But it did occur. Now you can go ahead and say, well, why did it occur, and so forth, and promise never to do it again, and throw half-crowns out here in the wishing well in penance and make the instructors do infraction sheets. But anyhow, the thing about it is that it did occur. That is primary. Not why it occurred. That is not even secondary. That is tertiary or something. I have to learn what some of those upper figures are. I wonder what 50th is. 50-ertiary, I guess. See what I mean? You see, a session is something. If we've got a piece of cake and it's sitting on the table and somebody comes along and picks up the cake and throws it on the floor, only a damn fool stands around and asks why he threw the cake on the floor. But people, I will assure you, always do ask that. The only important, really important element present is that a cake has been thrown on the floor, which you were about to get a piece of. And yet you'll inevitably stand around and ask, why did he do it, and so forth. That's completely unimportant. There's no cake. It's on the floor. See, that's important. First things first. Now, a session is an irreplaceable section in time. It will never happen again. There will never be an opportunity for it to occur again. There will be more sessions, but there will never be that session. See, that session is itself. So we look straight at it and look straight in the teeth of this thing, and we see that what happened in the session is of primary importance. First, you get TA action. Second, was the PC's ability to itza and confront improved. Third, was his bank straightened out. Now, those are the important things in a session. That you cut the PC's itza has nothing to do with it whatsoever if at the same time you got TA action
You actually did eventually improve the PC's ability to ITSA. And you got his bank straightened up. You understand? Those are important things. It doesn't matter what expression you have on your face, so long as that expression does not impede getting something done. That's all that's important. It does not matter whether you appear in a session in a boiler suit or pinstripe morning trousers or an afternoon cocktail dress. It just doesn't matter how you appear in the session, so long as when you appear in the session, is your dress impeding or pushing forward the session? Now, you can wear a glaringly yellow sweater or a dazzle rhinestone-studded sweater and cut the session to ribbons. So therefore, your dress influenced the session because it ruddy well blinded the preacher. The boiler suit being stained with diesel oil and quite odoriferous impeded the session's progress. So if you adjudicate everything from what happened in the session, what is happening in the session, and whether or not the session did get don't arm action, whether or not it improved the PC's ability to ITSA, confront his reality on his bank, whether or not it straightened out the bank, and if you adjudicate those things, you got it made. And you go around holding your head in your hands and saying, well, let's see, did I give the auditing command in the proper tone of voice? It frankly doesn't matter a damn whether you gave it any tone of voice by telepathy or by shortwave radio. All that matters is, did you produce these results in this session? Now, what you call basic auditing training is simply the mean refinement, the average action, best calculated to produce a result in the session with minimal impedance of the session gains. There is no completely proper auditing action except as measured against these elements. Now, if you understand auditing from that particular viewpoint, when you walk outside after this lecture, you can lift up a flap of your skull and skid out the 568,000 data which you've got there now, completely impeding your ability to sit there and get the job done. Because in the final run, is did you do your job as an auditor? And if you did your job as an auditor, that irreplaceable, terribly precious session was very far from being in vain. It promoted the thing and went on forward. You continue to do your job, adding up one of these sessions to the next session to the next session. At the far end of it, somewhere up along the line, you've got yourself a completely rehabilitated being. And that could mean a great deal. So all of your rightnesses and wrongnesses with regard to your actions particularly, see, are just waste of breath. Your self-criticism is badly spent. It's whether or not you produced a result. If you're doing things in session which impede gains in session, well, they're probably wrong, but who cares? Let's do the things that get results in session, not the things that don't. And if we never get results in session by reason of never doing anything in session, we'll decide to be brave and do something in session. And that is about there is where all analysis ends. It doesn't go really much further than that. But I thought I could give you these three sections and subdivisions of auditing. You could see them clearly, each one in their own light, and it might make it much easier for you to view what is going on and carry forward a session to a better and happier conclusion. Thank you.